originally released during the Major Ball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. And rightly so. Wilco and Billy Bragg up into that. Joe DiMaggio done it again. It's taken off the second collaborative album of Woody Guthrie's lyrics. It's called Mermaid Avenue Volume 2. It was released May of 2000. A little bit of baseball bugs. I love that I can always head to the Facebook Bubbles page and know and just know, you all know exactly what's going on. I didn't even have to announce that. You knew it was Bugs Bunny. Baseball bugs. These guys are brilliant. Baseball project up into that. Extra Inning of Love. It's off the supergroup's third album, appropriately titled, you'll never see this coming, it's called Third. It's released March 2014 on Yep Rock Records, and kicking that off, that whole baseball theme with the two of the silliest comedians from back when, Abbott and Costello, with a little bit of Who's on First. Now, when I was looking for a good Who's on First segment, it made me realize just how many times Abbott and Costello actually performed Who's on First. And they did it with such ease and is funny every single time. And I can tell you, just by going through and trying to find a good one, there are many, many of the performance of Who's on First. Good stuff. All right, man, it just turned Sunday. Happy Sunday, everybody. From here in the booth to wherever you are listening, hope that the Sunday portion of your weekend is wonderful. I can tell you the first hour of it's going to be. I hope Belinda is having a great work trip. Maybe she's listening. Hey, Belinda. You're probably not listening, but maybe you are. You're tuning in to see how I'm doing. I'm doing well, I think. You know, I have been here 13 times now. It's radio obituary time. That's right. It's that time when we say farewell to those that have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Went back into the backlog a little bit and pulled out certain people that I instantly like loved. I was looking through and researching. Belinda does a great job putting the Google spreadsheet together, and she puts all the links so you can do your research. She's something, isn't she? She puts a lot of work into this show. This show takes a lot of work, and it's a lot of fun. That's why we do it, and I'm glad you guys are out there enjoying it. And like I was talking about the Radio Obituary, it's that time when, you know, I discover people that I've never heard of before. You know, you think you're a DJ. We know everything. We know all of the musicians and artists. No, we don't. And so I'm researching some of this, and I was just blown away by the amount of talent that was out there that has left this mortal coil. But all of this remains, right? Because I found it all. So I decided that I went back to this wonderful woman who passed away back in January. So I told you it goes back a bit. So this is going to be a set in honor of the late great Gloria Piedemont. She was also known as La Guapa. Now you know. She was an Italian singer, actress, and dancer, and television personality. She passed away in January at the age of 66. That is way too young. But she left behind a lot of amazing music, and I spent the week listening to a lot of it. And this song I'm about to play for you was one of my favorites, and just because of the title too. And when you look it up to put it on the Facebook Bubbles in the Think Tank page, you're going to see the album, the single cover of the album. It's pretty great. Gloria, she went by Gloria. Her last name is Piedemont, but in her music life, she was just Gloria. And I'm going to play you two songs. I like to play two songs in my radio obituary sets from each of those who have passed. You probably know that. Or maybe you don't, because it's been a while since I've been here. So we're going to get into this two songs from Gloria. And as I said, I really love this one. listened to it a few times and hope you like it as well. It's called Ping Pong Space. I mean, come on with that. This is Gloria kicking off Radio Obituary. Enjoy. Bubbles in the Think Tank, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I mean, come on, right? Wasn't that fantastic? I can't believe that it took me all this time to figure out how great that music is. Gloria Piedemont passed away this past January. She was born May 27, 1955, and passed at age 66. As I had mentioned, she was known as La Guapa. That's fantastic. An Italian singer, actress, and dancer, and television personality. Hot stuff. I really love it, and I listened to all of her singles that were out. So hopefully now you're a fan as well. How can you not be? I was dancing around. There's nobody else here. So that's kicking off Radio Obituary. Let's get back into it. Now we're going to shine the spotlight on someone who's recently passed away, Brett Tuggle. He was born September 23rd, 1951. He passed on June 19th, 2022, which is obviously just a few days ago. He was an American musician, singer, and songwriter, best known for being the traveling, the onstage concert keyboard player for Fleetwood Mac and for Dave Lee Roth's band after he left Van Halen. He spent most of his career with David Lee Roth, but he was pals with Mick Fleetwood, and, you know, he took him on tour, so he's on stage with them for many, many, many years. So we're going to honor Brett right now with a few songs. And this is, hands down, my favorite Fleetwood Mac song. That's a whole lot of 80s right in your face right there. David Lee Roth, Just Like Paradise, the single off of Roth's second solo album. 1987's Skyscraper, that song was co-written by Brett Tuggle. He had a major influence on David Lee Roth's lyrics and his sound, especially in Skyscraper. And he played keyboards on the tour and, obviously, on that album. Fleetwood Mac up into that. He was the touring keyboardist for Fleetwood Mac. The Chain, which is amazingly not a single from their 11th studio album, which is 1977's Rumors. Again, it's my favorite song, and there's a lot of great songs on that, but The Chain is just stellar. The breakdown, the guitar and the bass, and yeah, so it wasn't a single, and it still surprises me to this day. So farewell to you, Brett Tuggle, September 23rd, 1951, and passed away just recently, June 19th of this year. Again, he was an American singer-songwriter, keyboard player for Fleetwood Mac and David Lee Roth, among others. All right, where are we going next? Oh, yes. Another favorite discovery of mine. We're going to say goodbye to and honor Robert Kogoi. He was born Mirko Kogoi on October 25th, 1939. He passed away May 14th, 2022. He was a Belgian singer, best known for his participation in the 1964 Eurovision Song Contest. And do yourself a favor, just try to find anything about Robert Kogi. You can even type in Mirko as well. And it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to play a couple songs in honor of Robert. Play this one right here. This one is called Les Mamans et Les Papas. From Robert Kogoi, Radio Obituary.
Qui sourit à tout moment?
Ce sont les mamans.
Qui grogne pour n'importe quoi?
Ce sont les mamans.
Qui nous parle gentiment? Mais qui élève la voix?
Ce sont les mamans.
Quand c'est congé, on aime bien jouer. On fait du bruit, c'est très amusant. Pour nous faire taire, qui vont se fâcher? Évidemment, ce sont les mamans. Mais le dimanche, devant la télé, à l'heure du sport, cela va de soi. Qui nous empêche alors de parler? Ce sont les papas. Qui sourit à tout moment?
Ce sont les mamans.
Qui grogne pour n'importe quoi?
Ce sont les papas.
Qui nous parle gentiment?
Ce sont les mamans.
Mais qui élève la voix?
Ce sont les papas.
Qui sentent bon à chaque instant?
Ce sont les mamans.
Qui sentent souvent le tabac? Qui font de la bonne tarte au flan?
Ce sont les mamans.
Qui nous privent de chocolat?
Ce sont les mamans.
Il y a des jours où c'est le contraire, pour des raisons qu'on ne comprend pas. Les mamans crient, se mettent en colère, pendant que rigolent les papas. Si par malheur on vient à casser le vase offert par la tante Olga, qui vont sourire au lieu de nous gronder? Ce sont les papas. Qui sourit à tout moment?
Ce sont les mamans.
Qui grogne pour n'importe quoi?
Ce sont les papas.
Qui nous parle gentiment?
Ce sont les mamans.
Mais qui élève la voix?
Ce sont les papas.
Qui vous donne tant de joie?
Maman et papa.
Qui nous aide à devenir grands?
Maman et maman.
Qui adore les enfants? Qui aime bien leurs parents?
Ce sont les enfants.
Qui adore les enfants?
Ce sont les parents.
Qui aime bien leurs parents?
Ce sont les enfants.
Qui adore les enfants?
Ce sont les parents.
Qui aime bien leurs parents?
Ce sont les enfants.
Qui adore les enfants?
Ce sont les parents.
Qui aime bien leurs parents?
Ce sont les enfants.
franchi ma fenêtre, que pour moi le silence revient. Quand le vent enfin va disparaître, mon cœur bien souvent se souvient. Souvenir, souvenir qui parfois nous assaille, à mourir, vif comme un feu de paille. Souvenir, souvenir, il faut vaille que vaille, livrer bataille aux souvenirs. Quand la nuit a tendu son grand voile sur ma chambre et mes rideaux tirés, quand le ciel a semé ses étoiles, mon cœur bien souvent a pleuré. Souvenir, souvenir qui parfois nous inonde, à mourir d'une peine profonde. Souvenir, souvenir, il nous faut dans ce monde briser la ronde des souvenirs. Mais quand l'aube éclaire toute blanche les recoins de mon jardin fleuri, quand l'oiseau s'éveille sur la branche, mon cœur bien souvent a souri. À plaisir, combien la vie est belle. Souvenir, souvenir, venez, je vous appelle, amis fidèles, mes souvenirs, amis fidèles, mes souvenirs.
I am well aware that I completely Americanized Robert's last name. It's clearly Robert Cojoy. But, you know, I had to go and Americanize it. Rest in peace, Robert Cojoy. Belgian singer. Made famous from his participation in 1964 Eurovision Song Contest. You just heard Mes Souvenirs. And up at that, Les Mamans et Les Papas from Robert Cojoy, passed away May 14th of this year. That was a lot of fun, right? Like, his music is just so much fun, and there's a lot of it. So go and find some more for yourself. Let's get back into it. Going to celebrate life and say farewell to Samuel William Henry right now, or as he was known as Sam Henry. One of the members of the influential group, very influential, Wipers, from Oregon. I'm sure you guys know Wipers, right? I use one of their songs as the opening theme to my Friday morning show here at WMFO. We're going to say, again, yeah, say goodbye to Sam Henry. He was a drummer, and he was part of Wipers, and he was inducted into the Oregon Music Hall of Fame in 2011. So here is two for Sam Henry from Wipers, Radio Obituary. This one's called Alien Boy.
We'll be right back. lights and all.
He doesn't know Juliet. He's got a Rome. Rome, Romeo. saying goodbye to Sam Henry, drummer for Oregon's fantastic Wipers. Born December 28th, 1956, and passed February 20 of this year. You just heard Romeo, and up ahead of that, Alien Boy. Let's get back into it. We got some more great ones coming up for you, including this one right here. We're going to say farewell and thank you to Andrew Paul Woolfolk II. He was an American saxophonist and a longtime member of the one and only Earth, Wind, and Fire. From 1973 to 1985, then there was a little bit of a hiatus in there, and then from 1987 to 1993. Andrew Paul Woolfolk II with some Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, you can't go wrong with some Earth, Wind, and Fire, right? Radio Obituary.
Thank you. what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see, what your life can truly be.
Saying a fond farewell to Andrew Paul Woolfolk, the second saxophonist for Earth, Wind, and Fire, with a couple of smash hits from that band. Shining Star, lead single, big old hit, 1975's That's the Way of the World, and another one from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Mighty Mighty, its lead single, from Open Our Eyes, released March of 1974. Time to turn our attention to Bernard Wright. Born November 16th, 1963, he passed away May 19th this year. He was an American funk and jazz keyboardist and singer. Began his career as a session musician and later released four solo albums. I'm going to play you something right now from his debut album, which is called Nard. And I figured out, and you may have already figured this out, but it's called Nard because his name is Bernard. See what he did there? Here's Master Rocker from Bernard Wright. Read the obituary.
Mr. Rocker, what you gonna do? Mr. Rocker, sure to shock you.
I like it.
Yep, that was the same person playing both of those songs. He was super funky and super jazzy. Bernard Wright, born November 16th, 1963, passed away May 19th, left behind so many different genres of great music. You just heard, what did I just play? Keep on Doing That Right Thing. No, I played the one before. I played you Joy Spring from his 1983 album, which I believe is called Funky Beat. That was really jazzy. Yeah, it's Funky Beat is the name of that. It's a great jazz album. And Master Rocker. That's right, that was Bernard Wright. That was taken off of his debut album. Again, it was called Nard. I love that. It's released in 1981. Farewell to you, Bernard Wright, and thank you for your music. Got time for one more. And I had to go with this wonderful individual. Barbara Joan Gustern is her name, and she was an American vocal coach and singer. And she had many, many noted students, including Justin Vivian Bond, who you're going to hear right now. Justin is a member of the drag cabaret duo Kiki and Herb, and Barbara Joan Gustern was a vocal coach. And this is really funny stuff here. It's called Hoochie Coochie from Kiki and Herb. And I think you're going to like it. We're going to say farewell to Barbara Joan Gustern with some Kiki and Herb silliness. Hoochie Coochie is the name of this one again. Radio Obituary, Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I didn't feel that one coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, Herb, I just have to say, we're here playing in Carnegie Hall, you know, and I was out today, Herb, thinking, you know, I went out for a walk earlier, you know, to sort of collect my thoughts and, you know, what you call it, meditate on this historical moment or whatever in our lives, and I was down by the water thinking, you know, and I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, they say, I was walking. They say that the sense of smell is the strongest of the five senses, you know. And you go somewhere and you can sort of take a smell of something and it'll bring you back to a moment. You're just reliving a moment in your memory. And you could have a fragrance that would make you remember a terrific holiday meal with your loved ones, or a perfume that will remind you of the time you fell in love, or another fragrance, you know, rape. It takes you right back there, ladies and gentlemen. And I was walking along the river today, and I smelled that water, Herb, you know, and it just made me, it took me right back to when we first started performing together in Baltimore, you know, because, Herb and I, we were raised in a government-run facility in Western Pennsylvania, where we were diagnosed as retards. Now, I know it's not politically correct to use that word retard nowadays. You're supposed to be differently abled or mentally challenged or otherwise engaged. But, ladies and gentlemen, when Herb and I use the word retard, it's sort of like when black people use the word nigger. Retard, we own that word. But there we were, you know, we were raised in this institutional. And when I was about 15 or 16, I was thrown, kicked. Well, let me put it to you this way, ladies and gentlemen. I've never left any place without being asked to leave first. That's the way I approach things. It's a sort of a zen-like thing. You know, relax. Just enjoy yourself, and when it's time to go, they'll let you know. You know, I mean, for instance, tonight, we could be here for 3 hours, and then again, we may only be here for 10 minutes. You never know. But I encourage you, you know, it's a wonderful way to live. Just, you know, wait until someone tells you it's time to go. Well, well, when I was about 15 or 16, they threw me out of the institutional because I was pregnant. I was a 16-year-old, unwed mother. I don't know if any of you know the story of Agnes of God, but mine was very similar, except for, well, I knew what happened. But they threw me out, and I eventually made my way to Baltimore, Maryland, where I became a dancer in a burlesque nightclub, a sort of a, what you call it, a hoochie-coochie dancer in a titty bar. And let me tell you something. If there are any young girls here tonight, I encourage you all to try it. It's a wonderful thing. If you're a young girl and you got your looks and you got a great body, hey, that's a good way to make some money if you can't afford to go to school, sweetheart. Put yourself through school. It's an honest living, and I encourage you. But I was there, and I was dancing, and finally, you know, I kept saying, I like dancing, but I'm a singer. I want to sing. Finally, they said, all right, Kiki, well, we'll give you a chance, you know. So I fished old Herb out of the loony bin, brought him down to Baltimore, and we started performing, and it was just a wonderful time. Of course, now, this was the 1950s, so it was the height of the Cold War, you know, it was the communist threat, the Red Scare, everybody's running, you know, in those days it was the communism, you know, it's always something. So there we were, and but you know, we were young, we were having a good time, so just picture it, ladies and gentlemen. I thought, why don't we do this number? It's from the old days.